You're listening to Archer Radio.
Ladies, this is Shirley Q. Liquor reminding you that if you has any itching, scratching, wiggling, reddening, peeling, popping, blistering, burning, yearning, or paining anywhere on your body wherein you have recently been touched by the men's, you better go see your doctor. Gonorrhea, know the symptoms, and stay out of trouble. This advertisement paid for the Women Auxiliary Committee of Mount Holy Olive Second Baptist Zion Church of God in Christ on 3rd and Joint.
I just love that Shirley Q. Liquor. Now, you better pay attention to what she's saying about that gonorrhea. She's so funny. Well, anyway, today is Thursday, June 23rd, 2005. Welcome to the show. Looks like we picked up some listeners according to the feed burner thing. We have 47 listeners. So, but then again, every time that goes up, it goes down the next day. So I'm not all optimistic that that's going to go away. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I think I just said that. Anyway, I want to talk about summer TV. Has anyone noticed how shitty summer TV, the TV schedule is in the summertime? For example, now maybe some of you watch the show, I don't know, but last night I happened to catch the Dancing with the Stars. I don't get it. I don't get it. Every Wednesday I check the Washington Post for the TV ratings, and this show, as stupid as it is getting the highest ratings for Wednesday night. Last Wednesday, it got 16.2 million viewers. Now, I don't know what I'm missing here, but this show is about a bunch of, at best, C-level stars or C, whatever, celebrities who are like C-level. What do they call those? B-level? B, A, I don't know. What? Anyway, a bunch of has-beens who are on the show dancing with, I think they're professional dancers, and they have like so much time to dance, and then these judges, I don't even know who these judges are, they have to judge their dancing, and then America gets to vote on who should go and who should stay, and I just don't get it. It's not like it's a reality show, and first of all, you have to even know who these C-list celebrities. I don't even know who the fuck they are. I don't get. Maybe this is why summer TV is so bad, because, or why this show is getting such good ratings, because there's nothing else on TV to watch. Has anybody else noticed that TV sucks in the summertime? There aren't any new. Well, I guess there are some new reality shows coming out, and I know that I'm kind of looking forward to Big Brother 7. Has anybody else watched Big Brother? I've been watching Big Brother since it started, and since I'm off in the summertime, I have plenty of time to watch it and get crazy about it, because I'm always hoping there's going to be a gay character on it. Maybe there will be this time. I don't know. I really haven't checked, but they keep putting promos on CBS for it, so I'll definitely be watching the Big Brother 7, excuse me. But I don't know what the deal is with Dancing with the Stars. I can't imagine who the hell is watching it, who these 16.2 million people are that are watching it. It's just mind-boggling. And then, of course, they have all the reruns. Everything's being rerun in the summertime, but then again, it always is. And you would think that the cable shows would pick up some of the slack, and, you know, people would start watching the cable channels more. I don't know. I don't follow the ratings that closely. But I know in the summertime, they're the Queer as Folk is on, and 6 Feet Under on HBO. And I'm following both shows, and I'm not impressed. Of the two, though, I guess I'd have to say 6 Feet Under is the better of the two. The two gay guys in there are trying to adopt a child, and they're going through their rocky road with that. And, you know, the best part of that show is the first 5 minutes when they show the person who gets killed and how they die. That's the one part I do look forward to. But this is the last season of 6 Feet Under, which is probably just about time for it to end. Same thing with Queer as Folk. This season, it just sucks. there aren't any good storylines going on. And Rosie O'Donnell did her three episodes and trying to get, what's her name, Bev, the waitress, trying to get her to be a lesbian, and that didn't work out. So it'll be about time for that show to go, too. But then it's like, what am I going to watch this summer? There's not going to be anything good on. Last night I was laying in bed, and yes, I know I have a TV in my bedroom, and you're not supposed to have a TV in your bedroom, but that's where I watch my porn and play with myself. But which I did last night, too, because, you know, it's Wednesday, and that's when I miss the boyfriend so much, so I have to touch myself. And I do that so well. And last night I took my time, too. But enough of that. I was laying in bed after the pornography and after the masturbatory session, and I was flipping through the channels, and I saw, believe it or not, on PBS, I actually do watch a good amount of PBS, and they had the Broadway, I don't know what it was, I guess it's a series about Broadway, but I ended up watching an hour of that, and they had a little section on there about Cole Porter, and I've been interested in Cole Porter lately, so I actually stayed up till 10:30 watching that, and it was interesting. I kind of kicked myself for not starting from the beginning and watching the whole show or even the whole series. I think it's like a 5-episode thing, but hopefully, again, it will be rerun in the summertime so that I can watch the entire series. That's actually when I get to watch most of the PBS shows that I missed during the year that come on at 9 o'clock when I'm getting ready to go to bed. So, excuse me. So television is really sucking lately. I don't know if anybody else agrees with that or not. Then again, I don't know that there's a lot of people who watch TV anymore. I do. I'm still a TV watcher. I watch the news every morning. I watch the news every night. And anybody who knows me knows that you should not call me between 6:30 p.m. and... excuse me. Oh, my God. That's so awful. Again, I mean, don't call me between 6:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. because that's when I watch my ABC News. And even if you do call me, I'm not going to answer the phone. And, of course, those are Eastern Standard Times. My blogger buddy Homer knows not to call me during those times. And he knows that when he does, I'm not going to pick up the phone. And my good friend David knows the same thing. He knows not to call during that time. And interesting about the phone. Let me talk about that for a minute. You know, the boyfriend and I have been going out or seeing each other for, I don't know, 5 months now, maybe 4 or 5 months. And we never talk on the phone. Isn't that weird? No, I don't think it's weird. We email every day, but we don't talk on the phone. We don't call each other. It's interesting how we both feel the same way about it. It's like, no big deal. If you call me, great. If you don't call me. I think we've only spoken on the phone 2 times in 4 months, 5 months, something like that. Well, actually, since I've known him, so for 6 or 7 months, we've only spoken on the phone 2 times. And that doesn't bother me. I don't think it bothers him either. And of course, now, every time I podcast, I turn the ringer off, so I won't be interrupted while I'm trying to do my podcast. Speaking of the boyfriend, I got an email from Peter, who I'm beginning to think is the most faithful listener. He listens to every single podcast, and then he writes me an email, you know, talking about, you know, the individual things that I talked about and so forth. But in yesterday's email, he actually asked 3 questions, because you might remember on yesterday's show I talked about how I met the boyfriend. And I know I didn't go into too much detail, or I don't think I gave too much away, but Peter, as you know, Peter is a... I don't know if I've even talked about Peter very much, but he's a young, single German. Let's just say that. And he has some follow-up questions for my conversation yesterday about the boyfriend, about how I met the boyfriend. And his first question is, at what point did you both mention that you were gay and single? Well, Peter, on the computer on Yahoo, both of the Yahoo groups that he found me on are gay-oriented, I would have to say gay-oriented, so we already knew we were both gay. Single, as it turns out, during the photo shoot, when we were, the very first time I was taking pictures of him, and he was posing and such. We actually ended up talking more than taking photographs. And I remember, I think he was here when I was taking photos of him for probably an hour and a half, and I only took 40 photos. Now, some of you might think, oh my God, that's a lot of pictures, but actually photographers take hundreds of pictures, you know, to get four or five they really like. So in an hour and a half, I could probably take 300, 350 pictures, something like that. And the boyfriend and I, when he was here, I would take a picture and then we would talk, and I would take a picture and we would talk, and then we ended up, like, he was in the last couple poses, he was sitting on the floor, leaning up against the wall, and I was sitting on the floor with my tripod, with the camera in front of me, and I would take a picture and then we would stop and talk, and we would just talk. And so, in any case, Peter, in that conversation of sitting there talking between photos, we had talked about relationships and being single, so it came out during those conversations that we were both single, and actually, you know, why we weren't dating guys at the time and stuff like that. So that's how that happened. And now question number two, he says, did you see pictures of each other before you met for the shoot? I'm trying to think if he sent me a picture. I think he did, or at least he had one. Maybe he had one posted on his Yahoo profile. You know, I can't really remember. But he definitely saw pictures of me first, because I had referred him to my website, where I have pictures of myself, of course. I referred him to the website so that he could see the kind of photographs that I take, the type of artistic nudes that I like to focus on. So I know he saw pictures of me. I can't remember if I saw a picture of him first. Yes, I don't remember that, Peter. And then the last thing was, you asked, when did you tell him of your blog? Well, since I referred him to my website to see the pictures, he had already seen the blog at that point. So, but I don't think he started reading it or, you know, was really following it until we really got to know each other. So, and of course, you can always go back and read the archives, find out what the hell's went on in my past, my history. So, Peter, I hope that answers your questions, and it might give actually, you know, more details as to how the boyfriend and I met and how things developed. So, hopefully that answers your questions. And speaking of sex, more things about sex, I started listening to a new podcast called Gay Sexcapades. Maybe some of you already listened to this guy. But basically what he does is he has a lot of sex. Let's say he has a lot of gay sex. And he talks about the tricks that he has. And he describes what they did sexually and how he met them and all of that. And it's only like about a 12-minute show. So, well, at least the one I listened to today was. And, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's almost like reading... I don't know if you remember, well, actually, all gay magazines have them. They have, like, story sections, and you can read the stories. So it kind of sounds like those. But what struck me was his voice sounds like Patrick on the UFN show. I don't know if anybody listens to the UFN show, but his voice kind of sounds like Patrick on the UFN show. Now, I also listened to Reagan Fox of Fox in the City.
Reagan Fox, Reagan Fox, Fox in the City, Fox in the City, F me in the A, and give me a BJ.
And he said that he listened to the same show, but that he thought the guy's voice sounded like this stalker that Reagan has, or this guy who, like, not a stalker, this guy who was ragging on his website and then asked him to be on his show, but... In any case, I thought it was interesting that his voice sounded so much like Patrick on Nathan or on the UFN show. So interesting. Now today's Thursday, so that means tomorrow's Friday, and which is my last day with the students. So I should get out of school probably an hour earlier than usual, which would be nice. But that also means that I'm going to the boyfriend's house tomorrow night. So I definitely will not podcast tomorrow night. I might record some audio with him, but then it wouldn't be posted until... Well, I have the photo shoot on Sunday, so I don't know when the next podcast will be. So you might have to wait until Monday. Maybe Sunday, maybe late Sunday. It all just all depends. So I think we're going to go ahead and end the podcast. And that's it. There are some other things I could talk about, but they're political, and I don't want to get into them. No, I'll save that, because I was going to talk about the whole flag-burning issue and the, I think it was the John Bolton thing. But I'm not going to get into the political stuff tonight. So, kids, that's all for today. Until next time, bye!
You've been listening to Archer Radio.